How will PAR invest in its most valuable asset, its people? Whether we want to admit it or not, our people are our most valuable asset. If nobody showed up to run WPER tomorrow, if nobody showed up to do the programming, to ask for the money, to do the underwriting, what would happen to the cash flow, Frankie?
It would evaporate.
It would evaporate. What would happen to its impact?
Minimize.
What would happen to its influence? Yeah, whether we want to face it or not, our people are our most valuable asset that we have. So there's two things that we're going to talk about. One, how we invest in our people, and two, what can you expect from me? And one of my favorite pictures is Faith. I find your lack of it disturbing. So Randy Bronkema challenged me specifically. He says, Brian, you cannot leave that room until you do a portion on this. He said, and so that's what I'm going to do today, this afternoon for you. So why invest in our teams? Well, we want to be true to our mission, vision, and core values. Positive Alternative Radio is a media group glorifying God with the use of technology to spread the gospel and inspire people to live passionately for Jesus Christ. We can't do that without people. We cannot make the technology run without people. We can't glorify God without people. He said that if we don't, he would do what? Make what? The rocks cry out. So he wants us to do that. And we're going to inspire people to live passionately for Jesus Christ. Part of that inspire people, that's our teams as well. Not just the people who hear it coming out of the speakers, that's also our teams. They should be inspired to live passionately for Jesus Christ. And when you're inspired to live passionately for Him, you will do your job at a more excellent level. What's the vision? Will be known for its innovative, relative presentation of the gospel. All right, who has to do that? Our teams, our people. We cannot fulfill this vision without our people. Championing the local body of Christ. All right, who's going to champion it? Our teams, our people. And inspire the next generation of Christian media leaders. That's your teams. We want an organization that's going to outlive every single person in this room. And that's where our teams come in. Our core values, our passion, whether you believe it or not, I love this place. I hope that when you leave here tomorrow morning, that you love it even more as well. Integrity, people focused, valuing relationships. I hope that after these 3 days, you feel more valued by the Bakers. Yeah, you should feel valued. People focused. And our teams as well. We want to focus on them and value them. We want to strive for excellence and also be innovative. We can't be excellent without people. We cannot be innovative without people giving us ideas. They are our most valuable asset. They are of great worth to God. They are to be of great worth to us. Jesus didn't die for things. He died for people. People are of great worth to God, should be great worth to us. They make the business run. If nobody showed up in accounting to work, you would not get paid. If nobody worked at the station, deposits would not get put in. Therefore, they wouldn't have any money to pay you with. We must equip them to produce the quality we desire. We just can't beat them and say, do more. No, we got to equip them. We got to do additional training. We have to live the mission and the vision and the core values and preach the big, hairy, audacious goal. And our people will lead us to being so good that Caleb will wish they were us. What makes Caleb good? People. Somebody back there thinking this stuff, doing it. It's people. That's what makes them so good. As Frankie says, the stuff coming out of the speakers. As Mike says, it's the concerts, it's experience. All that's people. Promotions, touching people. So strategic steps, how are we going to value our people? And I did not do the whole fly-in thing on this presentation. I apologize, so you're going to get everything at once. So There you go. Well, first of all, we're going to do a weekly conference call on leadership mentoring. That'll be my responsibility. I'm owning that. You'll need to select one or two leadership candidates from your staff to be on that call. It'll last about 30 minutes. And we'll get them a book, probably Maxwell, or one of my all-time favorites is Jack Welch's Winning. Note, if you have not read Jack Welch's book, Winning, buy it this weekend. It'll be the first book that we work through together. It is phenomenal, okay? Get that book, Jack Welch, Winning. I want you to select one or two leadership candidates from your staff. Why do we want to develop these future leaders?
We're not
going to
live forever.
Secondly, you want to develop them so that they can take on additional responsibility so that they can inspire people as well. You talk about improving the PAR brand. You start raising up a generation of leaders. What's going to happen to that PAR brand, someone? It's going to soar. It's going to excel. They'll join me on the weekly leader on the weekly conference. We'll walk through leadership mentoring material. That's what we're going to do. And I'll present them with real world problems, real world circumstances, and I'll ask them to solve it. I think this is a huge step for us in growing our leaders and growing our people and investing in them. And here's the deal. The passion you have for your station is now also spreading down through your people, and now you have somebody in the trenches with your people as well who also take that passion out and let it grow as well. We are infecting other people with the passion to change the world through PAR. I like that a whole lot. There'll be two annual training sessions. We make the commitment that every employee will get two training sessions per year in their area of expertise. David talked about this. What if we got updates from iMedia and they offered tutorials on it? And instead of us not knowing about it, we told Jackie there's a tutorial and a webinar at this time. You are to be on that. He walks away from that with what? New skills. He can now use this thing to its full potential. And he can share that with other employees. This is a measurable benchmark, and we will do it. Denari. Think about this. As there are Denari upgrades coming, and as things change, she will be meeting with your office managers, training them on the latest updates so that people aren't confused. They do their jobs better in their area of expertise. Helping them answer the phones better, interact with donors and listeners better. They do their jobs better. Two, think about Frankie's role. Working with that morning show team, doing those different assessments. Frankie will be doing webinars with our online people. They'll be getting training, helping programming. You start giving an employee training, we want you to be better. What does that communicate to them, Randy Pierce?
We want them to succeed. We want to succeed as a ministry.
Yeah. What's it communicate to them, Frankie?
We care.
It communicates that we care. Deborah is talking about taking steps to make sure payroll gets there on time. What does that communicate? We care. Quarterly all staff conference calls. This was a goal of mine last year. Never was able to get to it. For me, this is a huge one. All staff will call into the conference call line. This is from the lowest part-timer to the highest executive in the company. Everybody calls in. They'll hear an update from the president of PAR, an update from me, updates from the HR director, and upcoming plans and vision updates. They will get to hear the president's voice. And if we can get a meeting to go, whatever you call that thing, they can see him. They'll be able to see me. They'll be able to see Deborah, hear her with different updates. They're not just these people who work in backroom offices. They're real. And they're going to cast a vision and talk about where we're going. I used to work for New Orleans Baptist Seminary in New Orleans. Worked there for 14 years. We never got much FaceTime with the president, Dr. Kelly. We never got much FaceTime with him at all. Usually twice a year, we would get FaceTime with him. There would be an employee appreciation lunch, and he would stand behind that table. Him and Mrs. Kelly would stand behind that table and make your lunch and serve it to you. Blew me away. And then they would gather all the staff into Martin Chapel and hand out Christmas bonuses. I'll never forget a speech he gave. And he looked like Charlie Brown. And his eyes always twinkled. He had such a passion. And I'll never forget this. He says, "We have these checks today. And in the old Hebrew expression, wow." And you're like,
Is that every year?
But it's awesome every year. You just want to stand up and just applaud him. I want to do that. With today's technology, we can put Eddie Baker in each of your offices and they can see him and they can hear him.
Well, that's scary. I'll agree.
And they can hear upcoming visions and plans for what's coming. Every voice matters. The goal is that three times a year, 2013, we'll ask employees to identify hurdles they see facing PAR. Let's face it. Everybody gets tunnel vision. We have solved some problems here so far today. We have taken some huge steps. Dan Frank's walking us through this P&L is a basic education for us to be able to read it correctly. That's a huge step forward, whether we want to admit it or not. Getting those things out. Is a huge step forward. But I guarantee you that people on your team will see hurdles facing us that we don't even know. So I want to ask them, what are those hurdles? Then the hurdles that get the most common responses will become the two or three that get the focus. All right, these out of the 70 people or however many work for PAR, out of those 70 people, what two or three rose to the top? We will ask all employees to submit ideas on how to solve these hurdles. Everybody to have some skin in the game. What does that communicate when we ask our employees, what hurdles do they see and what solutions can they provide? Jeremy, what's it say to them?
Their voice matters.
Adam, what's it say to you if we ask you that?
That you want to know what I feel, what's going on in my area.
Does that matter?
Absolutely.
Do you think your teams ever sit in an office and say, they don't care what I think? I'm just here to punch a button?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity to be a part of the process and not feel like they're being dictated to what they're going to do.
Yeah. Humility. Do you think this could bump up employee satisfaction?
Absolutely. And productivity.
Yeah. Most certainly can. There's risk with it, but I'm willing to take the risk. Deborah has already said to us yesterday that she's going to do HR webinars. Sorry. Sexual harassment and something about guns.
Workers' comp.
We got to talk about guns here in a minute anyway, because Daniel's asking about carrying a gun. So we're going to do webinars on that and educate them as to what's right and to what's wrong. Again, investing in our people so that they can do what's right. We're going to live these things. When I come to your station, guys, I'm going to be living this thing. I'm going to stand before your people. I'm going to talk about the mission. I'm going to talk about the vision. I'm going to talk about these core values. And I am going to pound a table about the big, hairy, audacious goal. And I will say we will be excellent or we will be irrelevant. I will be your excellence evangelist. I want you to talk about them. I want you to hang them in your offices. I want you to make them a weekly topic in your staff meetings. Why? Because we want our people to work for a place that strives for excellence. And that will tell them that they're not wasting their lives. That'll drive up employee satisfaction. Doing these things will take us one step closer to being so good that Caleb would wish they were us. Yes, we'll work on employee raises. Yes, we'll work on those things. Benefits. We rolled out some new things yesterday. Benefits. Wow. We're taking steps in that direction. A new culture is emerging, and I hope that you see that. Randy Bronkema challenged me to... This was a great meeting that happened in 1977. Actually, that's Photoshopped. That was actually
Oh. Really? Elvis
really was there. Who do you think Elvis was actually shaking hands with in that picture?
Nixon. Wasn't it Nixon?
Richard Nixon. Yeah. So who could be Vader? Randy Bronkema pushed me to do this section and to kind of show my heart and everything. And I don't like doing that at all. I've got one or two friends who really knows what goes on inside of my brain. And they kind of freak out sometimes and run. And so he challenged me to do this. So here we go. I was recently challenged by Randy with two questions. One, Brian, what one thing could you accomplish in your professional life that have the most positive impact? And he beat me on that for 3 weeks. This is the answer. I want to leave a legacy of gospel-centered leaders who would serve their organizations, constituents, and customers with excellence, and lead their companies and departments in a servant fashion that would result in benefiting the employee, the board, and the consumers. That's what I'm going to do for PAR. I'm going to be the best leader I can be for you by growing you as a leader, by growing your people as a leader. You don't have to write this down. This is for me. I'm being vulnerable with you. So there you go. The second question I was asked, and he told me I should share, what one thing could you accomplish in your personal life that would have the most positive impact? I said to love Kayla well and leave a legacy of the gospel in the lives of those who cross my path. That's the whenever I die, I'd like for those things to be said of me. And I don't love her as well as I should. And not because she's not lovable, but because I could be selfish. Paul Tripp, you should read his book Before You Say I Do. Paul Tripp. Adam McCain, you're not married, you should read that. If you are married, you should read it. All right? And you know what he says? The biggest problem in your marriage is you. Because you are the most selfish person you know. And he just absolutely blows the world away. So, and to leave a legacy of the gospel in the lives of those who cross my path. Whenever Jerry starts talking about us presenting the gospel at concerts, oh, that's in my wheelhouse. He's right in my wheelhouse. Why do we have 20 students in our home every Sunday night? Why does Kayla spend 2 or 3 hours cooking dinner for him? Barry has been in our home before with those students. They eat
a week's groceries at least. Every cooking utensil in the house is operating on high capacity.
I want to leave that legacy of the gospel in the lives of people who cross my path. Why is that? There are generations of people behind me. I have no idea what their name is, but they gave their lives for the gospel. We know a few of the high points. Augustine, Calvin, Martin Luther. We know a few of the high points. But there are millions of Christians who came before us who gave their lives for the gospel that you'll never know their name. So one of my goals to be just a nameless guy who fades away, who is part of that line, who leaves a legacy of the gospel. That's really what I want. And that's why we spend the time with those people. You can expect from me a decrease in the use of email. I want to increase the use of Skype, FaceTime, telephone, and GoToMeeting. 9 times out of 10, if I'm meeting with Daniel Britt and Adam McCain, we're doing FaceTime. I have done Skype with Frankie up at PER. There is something about looking at the person across from you, eye to eye, face to face. Would you agree or disagree? Also, if we default to email, emotions can be read into email. Things can be assumed in email. And let me be honest with you, email is a coward's way out. Do pick up the phone, do FaceTime, do Skype. Let's just look at each other in the eye. So Mike, I'm going to be Skyping you. Barry, I'm going to be Skyping you. I'll be coming to your stations. I'll be doing station visits. I talked about that the other day. We'll be doing leadership books. I meant to fix this. I'll be your advocate. Advocator.
Must work for advocacy.
Yeah. I'm improving your company name. You tell Paul that, okay?
The superhero. The advocator.
Lord Advocator.
Lord Advocator. Whenever you have a need and you want to get t-shirts, you want to get whatever you need to get, part of me asking you 20 questions is me being your advocate. Because I know I'm going to get asked 20 questions. Part of me coming down there and talking to you and equipping you, that's me being part of your support. You can expect me to be focused on the big, hairy, audacious goal. To be so good that Caleb wishes they were us, we will train our teams. We will reward them. We will expect excellence from them and ourselves. We will hold ourselves accountable. I will cheer you. I will challenge you. And Leslie, we will achieve our dreams. We will get there. Look at the step we've taken in the last 2 days. Look at what's emerged. We will get there.